Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and that means Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And today's date is the last day in February, so it's February 28th, 2015. We're on BBS Station 2 if you're on an archive and wanted to maybe tune in to where we are. On a show that would be in your current time, and it starts at 7 o'clock Pacific, at 10 o'clock Eastern. So, here we go. Let's do a clearing for today and tomorrow. And we'll see if we can balance the energies out, because we do have people on maybe listening, and the time changes. So, you're actually maybe approaching or in tomorrow. So, here we go. Clearing that energy away. Think of a situation that you're dealing with. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one here. Think of another situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that one more time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll energize the light beams now. So we'll bring in the male energies first. And there's three males coming. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'm going to just bring in three sets of males tonight, because the energy is pretty rough out there. So another male energy coming into your second light beam, three males. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And your next picture, if you have three of them up, this will be the last one. And this will be three male energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on. Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, our host, and we're on BBS Radio Station 2 on Saturday nights. Tonight is February 28, 2015, and Ron has just cleared the energy of the dates of today and tomorrow, March 1st. So thank you for that, Ron. And we have some questions from listeners who've written to you, Ron, in the either in the CLS questions at yahoo.com email or in the user-friendly live chat connection that we have. So for those who are listening and want to comment or send Ron another question, you can connect through the BBS radio station 2 on the left side. It'll say fast chat, a little small box, and that will take you to the CLS fast chat feedback form, which is easy to fill out and quick. Or you can just go to the creationlightship.com website and click on chat room there on the very top. Or, of course, you can also send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, as always. And so, Ron, we have a few questions here I'd like to get to. If that's all right, I could start now.
Go ahead.
Okay. One of your listeners wants to purchase the emotional clearing for deceased loved ones. Someone's passed over, and they want to be sure they're purchasing it for the right person, because there's two elderly relatives, and they have a feeling it's one or the other, but not quite sure. One of an elderly aunt who would be 85, and her name keeps popping up from her brother. And then there's an uncle, and they both love to cook and eat. So, and this person's starting to feel that urge. unusually so. So was wondering if you could give a little clue as to which person they can buy the deceased emotional clearing for if they, you know, for the first one, the stronger one.
I think the second one is the strongest, but, you know, it's maybe like 45-55, you know. If the person's name is coming up, you know, and one of your relatives happens to mention their name a lot, then that person, your relative probably has that entity in their body. And the one that likes food may be with you. So I would do the food one first and just see if it stabilizes.
Thanks. Okay, next question. This person is going to a trade show for 3 days. And there's going to be a lot of tempting samples being handed out. And this person would like to clear the urge to overload or get grabby and is asking if the desire clearing you have on your website, the Whole Life Clearing Desire, would help.
Well, that's a good one. Let's see here. Yeah, wanting desire. Let me see here. I think that's a whole lifetime clearing. I think what I would do is probably get a cheaper clearing, which is a self-empowerment one, and there may be a couple of those in there that may deal with maybe food addiction or something like that. I think I would try to look at that first. Maybe somebody may know out there in Radio Land if they've done that, if there's a couple of clearings in there that may help the person with that without buying a whole lifetime clearing. So that's kind of what I see. Remember, this is your body reacting to it, okay? So typically it's going to be entities. Well, they may be hanging around that booth, you know, where they have the maybe the hot fudge or whatever, you know, there. And you don't really, you know, you could take it or leave it, but you walk in front of that booth or whatever, and there's that yummy, and that entity pops into you, and you go, well, I guess I'll just try this here. I didn't really want it, but it looks good. So you probably want to clear. You might want to do a space clearing for your own space where you're walking, okay? And maybe they won't come into you. Because remember, if you're going to an event and there's 100 tables full of desserts, which is what it sounds like, or it could even be other stuff, you know, food, then those entities are going to be hanging out there. So if you do a space clearing, maybe they won't come into you. And if you're traveling to go to it, which you probably are, then take your computer and put it in your motel room and leave it on so it's going to clear your personal space. That's what I think I would probably do. Okay.
Okay, you said space clearing. So you're talking about actually it's called the location/space clearing, which is on your website. And there is a... just a cost of $10 for the week of it, which is gives you lots of options. So within those options, and if they're at this trade show, which of the options would you suggest? Would it be entities or just a overall energy space clearing, something like that?
Yeah, which you're going to have entities at the booth, okay? Because remember, the last person that, maybe the person in front of you, entity hopped into them and they ate it. You sampled the food and tasted it. And then now that person's walking away and you're next in line and they hop into you because they want to taste it through you. Entities would more than likely be it. Well, that's what I think I would do on the space clearing is entities that would come into you. And then naturally, your body might want to actually have it, which is you. You know, and your body going, oh, this looks very yummy, you know. So, and that's your own maybe emotional body or something. So, but I think entities would be the safe way to go with this one.
Okay, thank you. And a comment came in from the chat live chat, and that was a suggestion that you asked for. Someone suggested the self-sabotage clearing, possibly, and that's probably a good idea, too. Ron, there's a part two of this question, and this person says they have a tendency anyway to have overload of things in their home that they're not using, really need to declutter, need to, you know, they just have a lot of stuff because they feel like they have this sort of energy within them that's blocked, that they just don't have enough, and then they just hold on to things. I'm just sort of paraphrasing this longer letter here. So they have a tendency to, when they're at these places where samples are giving out, to also act that out, like they don't have enough or they're going to miss out if they don't take it. And so now their house is full of things that they aren't using. So wanted to ask you what that energy might be described as, or
well,
could be helped with.
Well, the stuff that you're collecting, I won't use the word hoarding, I'll just say collecting. And so you got it for a reason, so you may want to just touch the object or whatever it is and just see what it means to you. Because remember, you bought it for a reason, or it was given to you, whatever, but you have it now. And you know, just hold it and take the energy from it, so that you can, you know, because you're dealing with a lack situation, and so the lack situation allowed you to purchase it. So from there, just take the energy off on it, and then maybe you can get rid of it because you owned it already. Okay, that's kind of what I would do on that. Like I've mentioned before, you know, you're driving your car and maybe it's a 10-year-old car, and it's running pretty well, but, you know, it's getting high in mileage. At least you think so anyway. Or the dealer told you, you know, it's high in mileage, and now you see a brand-new car, and your car is naturally paid for, and you go, wow, I got to buy that car, and it's, you know, a lot more than you may want to spend. And so just go up to that car and touch it and pull the energy off on it. So what does that car mean to you? You know, what is it doing? So another way of kind of saying it a little differently, maybe your car is bald tires, you know, and it costs you $300 to buy tires or $400, you know, or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking, well, this car has these brand new tires on it. So you're kind of like getting blinded by the car and being new, and, you know, you could probably buy mini sets for the sales tax or something on that, so you just kind of look at it, and plus the insurance increase. So look at it and pull the energy off and just see where you sit with the energy. And then also, you have creativity. So what creativity is in that object? What does that mean to you, you know? You might look at it and say, well, this thing really took a long time to make or build, you know, and I just really have a hard time parting with it because, you know, this person, you know, you're honoring somebody else's creativity. So you may want to, again, look at it and just kind of let it go if you need to. Yeah, getting stuff and hanging on to stuff is, I guess, part of life here, you know. I guess maybe that's why women sometimes, with their wardrobe, you know, and get rid of things. Maybe you could talk on that, Kathy.
I just know that some people feel profound grief over the loss of things, and I've seen it on TV shows that are on cable. You know, where there's a whole crew that goes in to clear a house, and they're going to remodel, and they, in order to do so for this free remodeling job, the family has to agree to let go of a lot of old objects or things that are in the way that aren't serving them. And so they do agree that, but when the time comes for them to actually let go of some of those objects, there is real grief and crying and a big resistance. So it's just amazing, you know, how things do mean a lot to us, and they actually end up owning us. So I think this question's really, you know, it does beg, this question can go off to a lot of different directions. So far we've talked about the desire clearing, the self-sabotage, the entity clearing, and another listener is asking, when we do the entity clearing, which is a whole life clearing Ron has on his website, it's recommended, Are all the entities removed from the body? All. There's that word again, all.
I can't use the word all, but the entities that maybe claimed your space throughout your lifetime, and they may not even be with you, but if they claimed your space, they can come back. So it gets rid of those entities that would be claiming the space with you. Mainly the entity clearing will clear ones that are more recent. You know, I'm looking at somebody who's, you know, maybe you got entities when you were 5 years of age, and they kind of like said, oh, I like this body. I'll come back and visit it every few years or so. So they would be released too. But you're looking at more so the entities that are giving you a addiction situation, which is kind of what we're talking about here too. So entities normally will give you addictions. And also, if they get into your, you know, mental energies a little bit, then they can have you say things that just kind of falls out of your mouth at the most appropriate, inappropriate time, you know. And so you got to be careful, you know. And they, and entities can't have a temper. You know, you wonder why you get emotional. Well, it's the entity probably thumping up and down on you, getting very upset and angry at somebody else. Then they can hop into that other person's body. So that's the censure, okay, if you don't know that. So we'll just say that you're having a great day and then somebody pushes your button, and then it, you know, you're dealing with something that means something a lot to one person, and the other person maybe not quite as so, but the one that it really meant something to, now they get upset with you. And so you're carrying on, and you know, it didn't really mean much to you at first. And now the entity goes, you know, I'm going to hop into this person and give them that same energy that I gave the other person. So now they're in your body, and now you're getting upset. Or before, you probably wouldn't have got upset. And then they bounce back and forth, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, both of you are just completely fried, upset. Hopefully you didn't say anything that was too awful to the other person, or worse. And, you know, from there, you wonder what the heck happened, you know? And then you get the people that hold on to that grudge, okay? And so, I guess we should probably put a grudge clearing up, you know, but that's a special clearing. So if you happen to be one of those people that gets your feelings hurt a lot, you know, maybe somebody says something a certain way that really didn't mean much to them. They weren't intended to say something, but lo and behold, it pushed that button of yours for whatever. You know, it would probably be maybe that you're maybe inadequate or something, you know. And now you're dealing with your self-esteem and your self-worth. But you're hanging on to that energy like a dog with a bone. So you may want to do a clearing for that to get rid of that from you. You could be more in the present moment and, you know, not to hang on to grudges. Because that's going to put you on the grudge timeline. Don't want to be with Mr. Grudge. So back to you.
And then another question from a listener. He's disabled and lives in a convalescent home, Ron. And his roommate passed away overnight. And they share a room in this place, apparently. And he wanted to ask you, he's been behaving out of character. Wants to know if that roommate... that roommate's spirit jumped into his body.
Yeah, I would say very possibly, yeah. Uh-huh.
And your suggestion, would that be an entity clearing or deceased
emotional?
Well, the deceased
loved ones may take care of that one.
Do you think it's still there?
It doesn't feel like it's there very much, you know. I only get about a 20% energy.
Okay, because he said he meant to write you sooner, but this happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think I just do that clearing. If you did it one time, do it again, just to make sure. But there's something there. It might be a relative's energy or something, or it could be maybe one of the nurse's energies. Okay, maybe the nurse had entities, and now nurse comes into the room, and her entities pop out, and you know, looking, oh, where'd Fred go? You know. And so now then they go into the other person because they're sharing the room, and now the person that's living has the problem with the entity from the nurse in her or entities because maybe the nurse liked those people or that person. So it could be a little sideways like that too.
Okay, next question. Someone's been doing some clearings, didn't say what sort of clearing, but says that their body smelled bad after the clearing. And I've done a lot of clearings, and I don't think that's happened to me. Has that happened to anyone else? So, because they're asking, is it normal? Well, I don't think that's normal for me.
I can't recall anybody mentioning that they had body odor after a clearing. Naturally, that would mean that they're very toxic with something. Body was healing itself to get rid of that toxicity.
Well, when you do live clearings, Ron, like say at your workshops, that would be a place to really notice if someone was emitting, you know.
Yeah, I haven't had anybody comment on that because people, that would be, I think, a first for me. Maybe somebody could have mentioned it over the years, but I would say that's not even common. So.
Yeah. Well, I guess this person does, so if that must be normal for you, and it's probably just temporary, just like all reactions to the clearings are temporary, but they're for the best, and it's your spirit will be moving into that place, more of your spirit getting into you, which is the good part of it all. So thanks for the question, and someone else commented earlier that when you energize the light beings with the male energy, they could really feel the difference in this, having
yeah.
a male energy.
Yep, that's correct, uh-huh. So,
and now we have a request, Ron, for an orb clearing, please. Maybe black or a red?
Okay, so we'll do a black orb. So these are life forms, alien life forms, that tend to maybe connect to your skin to read you with your genetics, okay? So they're probing for your genetics to connect you up to more timelines through the mind matrix system. That's the easiest way to say that. So here we go. Black orb first, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll do the red. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okey-doke.
Next question, Ron. Kind of a new listener has taken hallucinogenics drugs, and it had a certain effect, the listener says, which they believe helps to grow consciousness. But the effects are scary and be quite dark. So, other hallucinogens show this person the light and allow them to experience greater consciousness and awakenings. But is beginning to wonder if that's after hearing this program, effective or is it an alien energy? What's happening?
It would be alien because you're using mind energy, so you're taking a drug to get you into mass consciousness, and then they will give you what you would like to have or see or think of in those programs, making you think that you're advancing more spiritually and stuff like that. Remember, your spirit's with you. That's what gives you your spirituality. Nothing's outside of yourself except the light of the darkness. So the light of the darkness is just giving you information and you are tapping into timelines. You may be able to get information by doing that of your future or seeing things, but you're still not in the now. You're dealing with timelines. And once you connect to a timeline, you can be put on 1,000 of them. So you're going further down the rat hole. And you want to get this stuff off of you. So, you know, that's what most practitioners do is they attempt to bring things to you. Going to give you this and that and this kind of attunement and bring in more light and bring in abundance and bring in everything else. You need to release from you the blockages that you're dealing with. And then from there, your spirit can help you with that in the moment. when you're in time, then you're in a whole different energy system. You're in the light of the darkness. In the light of the darkness, then you're, that's why you're stuck here. That's why you're listening to this program, not because you probably want to get out of here, but you're only listening because you're here physically on this planet, because you didn't ascend 2,000 years ago. That's the reason. So, unfortunately, there's been a lot of stuff going on, you know, with people and sacrifices and things and everything else in the name of light or in the name of God energies, you know, to try to help people, you know, live their life. So anyway, but you want to be in the moment. Everything else is just the facade, the way to get trapped here even worse than what you are now. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
I'm reading an email from a listener from last Wednesday, sort of a similar situation in a different sense, though, thinks he's being controlled by aliens, the UTTs, Utes.
Wanted universal travelers, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, thank you. He thinks he's being controlled by them severely because he keeps seeing the double-digit 11-based numeric numbers and also has constant synchronicity, which makes him feel like he's being controlled and manipulated. And he's done a lot of different healings, but believes that he might be better helped with a new healing for double-digit numbers. Any suggestions for him?
He could go onto the natal chart and just put it in there. That would probably clear it.
Natal chart. Okay, you're talking about the natal barcode removal? Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that one you can put in names and dates and things and numbers. So, yes, that should be a great benefit to do that clearing.
Okay, so, listener, you would go to the natal barcode removal, do a search for it on the above that space above the green key, healing login key, and that natal barcode removal is $50, and it's for unlimited, right, Ron? They can use it for all sorts of things.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that healing right there is a big bargain. It takes you off the tracking devices. It throws them off the scent. Keeps them hopping around looking for you because whatever they were using to track you isn't there anymore.
And even so, the person may want to use the alien head connector removal, and then also the satellite clearing. Those are free clearings that are dealing with aliens.
Yes, and then we've talked before on other programs about this where you can change your type of clock or watch so that it doesn't show the digits. You can either cover it up and don't look at it, or you can get a different type of watch, or you can get a different type of clock that has Roman numerals. There's no way you're going to see that double digit anymore with all that going on. That's another way to throw them off the track, and then just make it a point to not really keep looking at, you know, time. Oh, that's what a lot of us have learned to do, and it's a big help. And then also, if you do happen to see it again, you'll be able to control your reactions a little better with a few more clearings under your belt. You won't get too excited about it. And what I do when I see double numbers frequently, I've learned this from other listeners and from listening to the past shows, and some of them, many of the listeners who've been listening to Ron long before I got on the scene. And what they do is they don't react too much. You know, just say, "Oh, is that that alien here must want to go to the light. If they are flagging me down here, they're waving a flag to me. So I'm going to take them to the light. I'm going to offer them the chance." And then kind of live your life from a more empowered place rather than like, oh, gosh, they're after me again. You just take them to the light. Say, okay, you're going. and then you just run that to clearing, the natal barcode removal, and run those numbers. And you can also use that alien. Ron has a really fantastic clearing. I'm sure the listeners heard about it because we talk about it all the time. But Ron's got the alien attack removal. It eliminates a lot of alien attacks in different races. And you can just put unknown if you don't know what race it was. That also gives them a chance to go to the light and leave you alone. For a little while anyway, right, Ron? They'll come back, but maybe not the same one.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh. Remember, they only come to you because you have emotions and you're dealing with emotional situations. That's why you want to put your whole premise for living from being reactive, and using the law of cause and effect to peace. You want to get into peace. Can't get any mileage off of peace. So, you think we should go to the light ship now?
Yeah, it's 38 after. If the listeners would like to make a few suggestions to Ron of a particular healing area, I'll be reading the comments from the chat.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. This only works live on Saturday nights. Listening to an archive, then you just feel some peace energy coming your way. And you'll be able to kind of get your feet wet on what we do. So you would want to then probably tune in on the next Saturday to experience this yourself. So you can bring up your animal, pets, and flower, tree, garden, plants, and you want to request for yourself one particular healing or one issue that you're dealing with. Normally it's a physical problem with your body, okay? And here we go. One up, one, two, three, four, five. We'll be going into different rooms. And the different light beings will be appearing to you physically. You're out of time right now, and they'll be appearing like we have a listener who would like to have the deers coming. So you're in the room with the deers, the deer room, and you're going to have the deers do energetic healing on you. Well, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and request your one particular clearing that you'd like to have. Next, we're going to go into, looks like elk, and we can go into fawns here. Those are the larger deers that we had initially, so elk and small fawns. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the bears, very, very nice. Here we go. So here comes the bear energy, so stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And looks like we got forest trees, tall trees. So one, tree room, two, three, four, and five. And it looks like we have panda bears. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And there is a room, in a sense, for light beings that have children. I don't normally go into those rooms because they're not necessarily going to do healings on you, but we could do a visitation if you like. So here we go, going into where the light beings are having a family, we'll use that term, and they're just waiting for ascension to leave to go to their next incarnation in light, and that would be going to their home base energy. So here we go. Here's the children if you wish to see them. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we got the panda bear room. I'm stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into where they have sunflowers. These are about 6 foot diameter sunflowers. So again, request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. Can't forget the pain release room. Oh, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And one more room, the last room. We'll go into the centrifuge room, which will help to release addiction situations that maybe you just really can't put your finger on as far as what clearing to do, or it's kind of ingrained in you. So here we go. The room is spinning. It's a silver room, and walls, it's a cylinder, and the walls are spinning. You actually see things leave your body because you're in the center, like little clouds leaving you, going to the walls of this room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'm back from the light ship, and you're going to feel your energy, your body change. Right now you're completely out of time. And down here is your emotional bodies and all the bodies that contaminate you. Right now you are fixed and healed. So if these energies down here aren't released from negativity, your problem may come back to you. So here we go, coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, very good. We appreciate the healing visit and the gentle return from the Creation Light Ship. And so back to the listener questions and comments. But first, a couple of quick announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 1st, will be the last day for the February monthly conference call for the physical rejuvenation. If you're pre-registered, you already know that. It's just a reminder. And it's the last one, but Ron will resume the intensives. He calls them monthly intensives in middle of March, or probably the second weekend in March. And then also in March, Ron will be traveling again, to this time to New York, where he'll be having an exhibit and be speaking at the New Life Expo, which will be held at the Hotel Pennsylvania. He'll be there March 20th to the 22nd. And if you'd like to check into that right now and see what Ron will be talking about and what the show schedule is, you can go to that website, newlifeexpo.com. Also find out if you need to buy a ticket to get into the exhibits, which I imagine that you do. Now, back to the questions or comments. Last week, we talked about the someone's fantastic blood test results after they'd been to the doctor and had attended the body organ rejuvenation healing call that you did on December 22nd, and I had asked for other people's comments and got one. Someone here said that their body loved the organ rejuvenation healing call, and they felt great since then, and especially knowing that they're in perfect health. They registered knowing the only issue they had, for sure, was slow digestive system, but that's now healed.
Wonderful. Great.
Another comment from a listener. This person's been running the last 2 days for themselves and their loved ones the free clearing that you have called Be Here in the Now, because there were a lot of upsets in the family, and they found some peace with that. Really wanted to let everyone know that Be Here in the Now is really effective for when you feel out of control and you want to get back onto the into the present, but you can't really pull it out yourself, can't really get to it yourself for some reason. And you also can help with other people as well who were really out there. So let's see. And then yesterday, Ron, you on the Friday's program, you cleared alien critters in the mouth. And this listener wrote in to say that she was going to send you an email asking about this pain in her tooth. However, she had a feeling she didn't need to send it right away, and then sure enough, you picked up on that and did a clearing for alien critters in the mouth, and now her toothache is gone.
Oh, great. Yeah, very
yeah,
nice.
Says thank you. Yeah, that's pretty great. Okay, so now over to the listener questions. We got a few while we were in the light ship, and someone said that the bear room was very cute. They saw teddy bears, and also that they and her cats thank you. And someone else just ran the emotional clearing about a week ago, and it made them feel better, and they feel calmer than they have in a while. Still, they experience some emotions, especially sadness and loneliness.
For this person, another energetic body.
Okay. Other clearings?
What I suggest is maybe wait. Maybe if they did it a week ago, wait another week and just rerun it again, because it'll pick up some of the slack that you probably accumulated since that time. And then from there, get the unlimited and just see what happens. Normally, it should take that away. So what I'm hearing is that you're dealing now with different energetic bodies as opposed to the emotional one. So, but do just rerun that clearing one more time. It may not be even needed, because if you did run it, it'll just pick up from where or when you stopped the clearing, because that was completed for your whole life, and now it may be just be doing a week or two, you see, after that. But, that you just have other energetic bodies that's contaminated. You have to start with the emotional one first. And if that feels still pretty strong to you, you might see if your parents or grandparents had those issues, kind of just kind of sense and see what's going on. You may have to do a seven-generational clearing. That's a possibility. You have to do the other clearings first. So anyway, that's what I would suggest. Just rerun it maybe in a week and see where you are. Because you already cleaned out one of your bodies. Like I say, most people are dealing with a typical fear. So the fear body, you have the mental body. You may want to do the mental one next even. The next clearing that you have is half price. You can go full price and half price again. But what I would do is possible mental. See if the mental energies of you are recycling this loneliness. That might nip it in the bud too. So most people need, the mental. They'll need the fear, because this place isn't fear. You deal with fear, maybe anxiety, and then trauma, and maybe even sensory. So it all depends where you are, how you have dealt with your life and what's come up in the past. Everybody has different situations. So back to you. And then also empathic clearing. Maybe you're an empath and you're picking this stuff up. It's not even yours, and you're reading other people's stuff, not knowing that it's not you, but, it's come into you. Door got open, and you think that you have this problem because you're open to having this stuff stick to you. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, yeah, this person did say that they were about to start a new career in a new field. So, and you mentioned the fear clearing. I think that would prompt me to go to the fear whole life clearing. That's quite a big jump. So, good suggestions.
That's good. And then if you are going to be doing that and you have to relocate or quit your current job, I don't know what the situation is, but you may want to do your psychic billboard so that you would be accepted at your job and people would see you as qualified, where if you're going in there and you're afraid you're going to get hired, well, that's going to be on your psychic billboard that you're in fear. And the person could read that who's interviewing you as this person is not credible. So right away, you might not get the job because of that. Get on your psychic billboard that you're, whatever works for you, and then change it. Don't do it the day before you go in. Maybe for the interview or to start your job, maybe do it a couple of weeks at least before. And, you've got to use baby steps to move forward. So you want to evaluate your progress on the clearing as the way people respond to you. So I guess just to talked about eating earlier. So let's just say that you're overweight, okay? Or you're underweight, but most people probably are overweight more than under. We'll say that you're overweight. So right away you want to put in there is that, you're overweight now, and what you want to be, you want to lose maybe a couple of pounds or something. You don't want to say you want to lose, like, really overweight. You don't want to lose maybe 50 pounds, but, you know, a pound or two would be great. So you put down there that I'm losing a pound. In the next week, we'll say. Then watch people. And you may get people who read your psychic billboard, and they'll look at you and say, hey, man, you lost some weight. What's going on? This is, what are you doing? And you go, aha, it's working. And your body will respond to that, okay? Because your body may have some kind of fear built into it about why it's having the weight issue. So now the body goes, yeah, I feel comfortable. People like me now. So it could be even like a self-esteem issue. And then you go in there and you readjust it, you know, I lost my 1 pound, now I want to lose another pound. And, you know, do baby steps on it. And maybe after 3 weeks or so, maybe you might be able to lose 20 pounds of weight. And people are going to validate it for you that you are looking thinner. And maybe, you know, more
handsome.
handsome and, you know, maybe more beautiful or something. It's interesting how we have those different words, you know. Women don't normally, you know, anyway, I won't get into that. But
Ron, this person is starting a new job, a new career, and so did the emotional clearing, and at this point where they want to do other clearings, because I think it's great they realize they're about to, you know, get out of their comfort zone. So Ron gave you pretty good suggestions. So run the emotional clearing again, he said, in the mental body, and see what other kinds of feelings might come up. And he also suggested maybe a seven generation for, was it for emotional, Ron? No, not that, for sadness and loneliness. Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
And then please, listener, if you're listening right now, let us know how you're doing and if you need some more suggestions or to check in with Ron again. And thank you for writing. Okay, so now some more questions have come in, and we have a few more minutes, Ron, so I'm just going to go ahead and share with you what someone wrote. They seem to need a little help. They got very sick physically. And now they had some anger directed at them, too, by someone who, this person says, was a negative projection on me through well-meaning friend, and told her some things they really didn't want to hear about entities jumping into her. And so now, and they made a prediction for her that was really troublesome as well about the entities bothering her. So, and then this person also told her that she did a prayer with her over the phone. And then after that, this person got really sick. So she wanted to know what she could do to release so much of this negative energy coming to her from this so-called friend. And then she also feels that it's all around her house.
Okay, space clearing, first of all, clean the energy out of your house. So the person who maybe you talk to probably knows your house, and they're, you know, maybe doing a psychic attack on your house. And naturally, if you're in your house, you'll probably feel that. So do that. Maybe do some timeline crashes on what the person told you. And then also what, you know, if they did some kind of energy, prayer energy or something for you. I'd probably just maybe consider the timeline crashes. I'll do a clearing here to we can move some of this energy away. It feels very, very thick. But here we go. And if anybody else has the same situation, went over to your relative's house or, you know, mother, father-in-law, and they berated you or something, you know. So now you have this stuff, and it's, you can't get rid of it, you know. Also, like the slime clearing could work, so you may have felt like you got slimed. So here we go. Let's get rid of this energy. So one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do a little more here. So the person could have did a psychic attack on you, and so right now your spirit cannot come into your body fully, as they maybe they looked at your face or they looked at some part of you when they slammed all the energy at you, and now this part of your body is like atrophying, you know. It's not doing very well because it got all this negative energy on it, and your spirit can't come in there. So here we go. So if you have maybe a breathing problem, a stomach ache or something, or maybe maybe you have a sinus condition, maybe you have a headache. So here we go. You need to think of those. So we can do more than one of these here. So here we go. So one, gotcha. We'll just work with the head. So here we go. We can go another probably 5 minutes on the show at least. So we'll do the body here. So head, releasing whatever energy got stuck there. Could be in your ears too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll go, oh boy, let's go like maybe above your power chakra up to your shoulders here, and we'll do the arms. Arms, finger, hand, and stuff. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, you may not know where you were targeted, okay? Here we go, but it is affecting you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll go, a power chakra on down to, I guess, your hips, basically your tailbone. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do your legs going down to the tip of your toes, so releasing that contaminated energy. 1, 2. Or judgmental energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to bring you into your body. We'll take you out and come in through your feet. So it's going to come out maybe through your crown chakra, your spirit, and come in through your feet so that you're going to be able to integrate this energy. And you might even want to do, if you have the clearing of the magnetic twisted body, they could have really whacked one of those bodies out of alignment too. So here we go. So coming out and in, out and in, out and in. Wow, out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. So in case you're wondering on the clearings, on the whole lifetime clearings, and it could also work on the other ones too, but typically, the whole lifetime may be the highest cost for you. So when you get the clearing, you buy the first one at regular price. And then I put that on because a lot of people, you know, have a partner, and they want to have the partner have the clearing too. So that's half price for them. Or if you don't have a partner, then your next one is half price. And that's the way that works. you could do is just go in and for the half price one, just put in half of your age in the entry box. That's a lot easier than notifying me and stuff. Just go in there, put your age as one half. And then we have the unlimited version, and that's designed for people who want to stay current with that clearing. So only you know if you need the unlimited. I think a lot of people do the emotional unlimited, maybe the pain unlimited, because, you know, they're dealing with stuff all the time. And so the unlimited will allow you to go into the website whenever you choose to. And the unlimited version, maybe you may be doing it once a day or once a week. You know, it's only going to take you maybe a minute to clear that time. You do not need to go in to do your whole lifetime, okay? You just put in, like if you're doing like one day or 1 week, you just type that in there as a one, and then check the box off and run the clearing, and it's done. Voila. That'll take away your issues that you've had, you know, put upon you, slimed on you from other people. Because actually, once you do the clearing, you have a clean slate of that body, but people will activate your DNA, start to run stuff through you. That's why you want to have the unlimited. Oh, I guess back to you, Kathy.
I just want to announce in closing that the Fast Chat and the CLS questions are open for any kind of questions to Ron and your comments between programs as well. And you can always put a particular day that you're going to be listening in if you'd like it read on that particular day. And also, to if you want a little help with some of the clearings and maybe have some questions, you might want to check into the tips to topics A through Z that is being formulated in the CLS Fast Chat feedback page, the CLS Chat Connections page. You can look there and find out a lot of pretty useful and relevant information to what you might be working on now. There's also a lot of other helpful indexes and topics that you can find information on, and all these take you to things that are already on or directly to creationlightship.com. They're just formulated in a little bit more of a list format, so it's easier to find. So, well, we've only got maybe a half a minute left, Ron, so I'll say goodnight and turn it back over to you.
Hey, everybody. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing all the time, and tell all your friends. Somebody was mentioning, you know, people who don't know about the light ship. Have people do the mind to heart drop, you know. Get it on the news out there, you know. You know, you hear about some kind of disaster, and everybody in the world knows about some kind of disaster that happened. Well, mind to heart drop should be, not that it's a disaster, but should be used by everybody. And that could bring world peace within probably a day. So here we go. And your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Call the mind to heart drop. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, so we have our 8-hour call tomorrow, which is Sunday, at 10 o'clock Pacific. And our next CBS show is at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern on Monday. We're on Station 1. Well, blessings, everybody. Thank you, and hopefully you're doing all great and wonderful. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, helpers out there. Bye, everyone.